Long ago there existed a particular old shop, a real boy's wonderland, where dreams came true daily. It had two large ornate windows each side of the doorway, where displays of much sought-after boys' things, and more, were displayed. There were bicycles, air guns, penknives and dartboards, model cars, stink bombs and joke blackface soap. Strung up around the door were tyres, brushes and dustpans. Inside there were even larger displays of aircraft kits, gyroscopes and other paraphernalia pinned up all over the walls. Larger knives and really expensive things like model steam engines were secure inside glass cabinets. Every floorboard creaked loudly, and there was a rickety antique wooden chair provided in case you had to wait. Youngsters were encouraged to climb upon this chair to view inside the cabinets and gaze lovingly, then count their pocket money. In later years, I discovered it was an extremely useful shop for DIY things like raw plugs, screws or knobs for the thingamabob, etc. When I used to smoke, I could even buy cigarettes in there, and apparently it was the only place my father could find a spanner to fit a Spitfire aircraft radiator cap during the war. The two old gentlemen who owned the place would always cock an ear towards you and listen intently as you explained what you were after. My mother was after a bicycle in 1958, but couldn't afford one. "You take a new one," they'd said. "It'll last you much longer." "But I can't afford it at the moment," explained mother. "Well, you just give us what you can each week, and it'll soon be paid off," they insisted. There was no paperwork or legal agreement, just trust. The shop bravely made it into the beginning of the computer age. Then the two gentlemen retired and sold up. They died within weeks. I would have trusted them with my life. How things have changed.